optimism, its powerful democratic example, and its increasing stature on the world stage, it makes perfect sense that the United States at this time should seek to build on the strong foundation of our years of cooperation with India. It is indeed time to double down on a democratic partner that is still rising, and rising responsibly for the next 100 years. But above all, the world, and the Indo-Pacific in particular, needs the United States and India to have a strong partnership. India and the United States must, as the India saying goes, do the needful. Our two countries can be the voice the world needs to be, standing firm in defense of a rules-based order to promote sovereign countries' unhindered access to the planet's shared spaces, be they on land, at sea, or in cyberspace. In particular, India and the United States must foster greater prosperity and security with the aim of a free and open Indo-Pacific. The Indo-Pacific, including the entire Indian Ocean, the Western Pacific, and the nations that surround them, will be the most consequential part of the globe in the 21st century. Home to more than 3 billion people, this region is the focal point of the world's energy and trade routes. 40% of the world's oil supply crisscrosses the Indian Ocean every day through critical points of transit like the Straits of Malacca and Hormuz. And with emerging economies in Africa and the fastest growing economy and middle class in India, whole economies are changing to account for this global shift in market share. Asia's share of global GDP is expected to surpass 50% by the middle of this century.